This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Mr. President, just to be clear on these two items and a point of clarification from our clerk, just to be clear, do we need to second these amendments because they were submitted on the floor as well?
Yes. So before us, for the roll call vote that will be taken is regarding the mayor's recommended operating budget for 2025-2026 with the amendments to 2025-2026 recommended budget that lists the first line starting with the director of open data. The second amendment to that would be the city of Buffalo potential gap closing measures. And the third would be the MOU regarding the initiatives and policies establishing a property tax circuit breaker, as well as the curbing excessive overtime, requiring reimbursement for large scale events, and four grants in A, and five council representation on the Buffalo Parking Authority.
So we're voting on the budget first?
It's all inclusive as amended.
Okay. Are we doing a roll call?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
President Pro Tem Bowman.
Approve.
Councilwoman Everhart.
Before I make my vote, thank you. First, I just want to say publicly to the residents of the Maston District and the City of Buffalo, I apologize on behalf of the council, on behalf of this administration, because we have failed you. We have failed the city of Buffalo continuously. I've only been here, obviously. This is my second budget. Last year was a nightmare. This year, it went down a little easier, but it's still nonsense. I spent many nights in my bed with my snacks and my bonnet on, reading through the city of Buffalo's budget. And it's disturbing, right? Because when we're talking about a budget, and as council members, we're supposed to say, we want this for our individual districts. But we can't do that. I can't ask for anything out of this budget for my district. And so that means that I failed you. We all failed our districts. And that's disgusting to say, but I'm willing to say it out loud. I'm willing to own it. But we have to do better. And that's what we're here for today. I sat through every single meeting with my colleagues, with leadership. I met directly with the mayor myself about cuts that I had recommended. And some of those cuts, we're getting those cuts. And I feel a win there. And I want to thank the administration for signing this MOU, for sitting down and listening to us individually, collectively. And I want the residents of the city of Buffalo to know that what is happening in this budget is not just happening to you, right? Because I've been very loud about that. It's happening to me too. I'm a new homeowner, right? I'm a mother. But yes, it's hurting other people more than it's hurting me. And that means that I have to do better as a council person. And my job over the year, like my colleague, Councilmember Golombek said, this is an everyday process. It's not just the last month and a half that we've been going through this. This is every day. And so I am guaranteeing the residents of the city of Buffalo that I will continue to do this every single day with this council and with this administration. This is not the end of it. We will do better. We will figure out a way to make this city better for you. Again, I am sorry and I apologize on behalf of this council, but we will do better. I vote yes.
Councilmember Farrelletto?
Yes.
Councilmember Golombek?
Yes.
Majority Leader Houghton Pope?
Thank you. Since my colleague took some personal privilege, I'll take a second as well. This was not an easy process. We did give ourselves more time. I met with my constituents. I had the controller's office meet with my constituents. We discussed issues. There wasn't a finance committee when we didn't ask pointed questions. There wasn't a civil service committee where the salaries were not reviewed. And so for that, I want to thank my colleagues for fighting vehemently. This is a rough one. There's no question about it. I am grateful to see the $26.5 million cut that happened before we got the budget. I think that's important. However, there's definitely more that can be done, and my colleagues have highlighted some of the questioning that I did give about duplicative services within departments. That is something that should be done. I do feel very strongly, I've said it privately, I'll say it publicly, and I said it publicly as well, that when it's you're at the top, you should be more comfortable cutting yourself back to ensure that those who support you can continue working in some way, shape, or form. This doesn't reflect that at all in those individual departments. Again, I'm one of eight though. So I will continuously fight with my colleagues and for the constituents that I represent in the Ellicott District, and frankly, for the entire city of Buffalo, for those who are marginalized, for those groups who've been forgotten. And I believe the MOU also reflects that fight in a different kind of a way, where we wouldn't see everything that we want to see now. You better believe I'm going to hold them very much accountable to what you signed. And that's what's important to me. You said that you would take care and work with us to figure out how we protect our vulnerable by agreeing to support the tax circuit breaker and figuring out what that means to protect our community. So I'm going to hold you to that. You said you're going to make sure that frontline arts are officially taken care of, that $200,000 from ARP money that we took away from UGMA and all the organizations that were going to get funding from that. I'm glad you signed it because now I can hold you to that. You agreed that you would reduce overtime. That's in writing now. And so now I've got to hold you to that because your signature is on the bottom of that page. To have an MOU, much like the county does with the sheriff's office and much like other venues, other municipalities have with the same exact leadership in these in other cities, I'm going to hold you to that because that's what the city of Buffalo deserves. They deserve the best. They deserve for us to fight vehemently. Last year, I said we have to tighten up a little bit. This budget is nasty, and I'm concerned about settlements that are going to come out. We just moved some claims items. We've got a lot to still answer to, and I don't know where the money is going to come from. I know we still want streets to be paved. I know we still are going to have to consider neighborhood initiatives. I'm not blind to my colleague's warnings who's been here about the ability, the possibility of us going into a control period. I am very concerned that this gap plan is going to be enacted. And the impact on the citizens of the city of Buffalo concerns me deeply. But now we have that on the record as well. This is your plan. So it also is incumbent on us. I don't necessarily want to have to give up neighborhood initiative funding, But if it comes down to it, I will. I really will. And I think that that's what it comes, like, sometimes we don't want to, we'll say, well, we are the only ones with skin in the game. That's just what leadership is about. It has to hurt us first. And I'm willing, I'm even open with reducing some of the positions in council staff anyway, if it allows us to serve people in a more efficient way. And I think government, which is supposed to be serving people, we make it harder. We make it harder for people to get access to information. We make it harder for them to understand why it works. We fight each other over nickels and dimes, and sometimes we just don't make it simple for those that we represent. But I do think today we at least have a start. And as my colleague said, I'm not gonna let off the gas. Same way I've been asking questions privately and publicly, because if you know me, you know. I'm not gonna push, I'm not gonna stop, and I won't be silent. This is part of our job. No, I didn't help us get here, but I'm darn sure gonna try to help us get out of it. And I wanna be a part of the solution rather than just complaining about the past. Thank you. I vote to approve.
Councilmember Nowakowski?
Yes, to approve the budget as amended by the Common Council.
Councilmember Rivera?
I am going to be voting in the negative for the very reason that my colleague from the Masson District mentioned. We could do better, and I don't think we've done good enough on this budget. I think there could have been more cuts to spending. I think we could have been more creative. I think we could have right-sized government. I think we could have added more money to the reserve fund for situations like this in the future that we know are headwinds that are coming against us, and we didn't do it. So as our colleague mentioned, I'm sorry for the votes that I've taken in the past that had gone through many of the reserve fund dollars that we had when we should have been increasing taxes incrementally back then under the former administration, but we never had the votes. It wasn't that we didn't request it. It wasn't that we tried to push it. It was that the mayor always had his hands and his fingers on the Common Council, and we didn't have the votes to push a little harder. So that is my regret. I'll be in the negative. I want to thank my colleagues for working on this budget. I know it's not easy. I wish we had partners that were willing to do more to deal with right-sizing our government here in the city of Buffalo, and that we don't only look to the ratepayers and taxpayers as the only way to cover our deficits. But that's what we're doing. We're just putting it on the burdens on the shoulders of the taxpayers and the ratepayers. Let them take care of it. We'll continue to spend and spend and spend and put it on them. If we want this city to grow, if we want people to move to this city and do business in the city, we have to change that type of mentality. We should be more welcoming to businesses and residents that want to do business here. We should be more creative. I think we're lacking in that area, and for that reason, I'll be voting against it. Thank you.
Councilmember Wyatt.
Thank you. Well, I'm sitting in the same spot I sat in last year, and I'm not going to say I'm sorry, because I didn't support it last year, and I'm not going to support it again this year. And as I said, we should have deep cuts, and we didn't. We wasted $331 million with American Rescue. And now I'm going to believe that this administration is going to be able to assist people in tax cuts and giving them additional savings for their taxes. I don't believe it. The same old thing is going to continue to happen, and it's unfortunate, because it still continues to fall on the backs of people who are already struggling, already suffering. And I do agree we have failed the people. You know, I was reading, and I told Councilmember Rivera, I saw what Syracuse is dealing with. But Syracuse has a reserve. They have 100 and some million in reserve. Syracuse, why isn't the second largest city in the state have any type of reserves? And that's shameful. That's shameful. And it's shameful that we had to fight so hard to get the little reserves that we had. I remember them saying we shouldn't do that. I remember the former mayor telling me that we shouldn't have reserves because the unions would come to get more money. And I scratched my head like, did you just say that to me? Is that really the fact? So I'm disappointed because, again, the people in my district, seniors and those who have been marginalized, are already struggling. Their taxes are going to go up, their rent, and they're already struggling with this. The Congress talking about adjusting their Medicaid. We're going to be losing a project on Bailey Avenue that would have been helpful to get people from here A to B. That's not important. Anything that relates to DEI is not important. Again, and again, that's not boding well for those who are already been marginalized. But I will continue to fight, and I'm going to do a better job of asking the questions. I think many times we pass things on this council, and we don't ask about the bottom line. Well, I'm going to make sure that going forward, I do that. So that I do, I must say, I must do better. I can't complain about nobody else. That's my aptitude. And so I'm going to make sure that going forward, every dollar is scrutinized, because that's what time it is. You know, when I talked about the overtime, no, I'm not saying about micromanaging police and fire. No, but there should be a process to how overtime is approved on behalf of the residents of the city of Buffalo. You know, desperate times call for desperate measures. And I believe we're at a desperate time, and we don't know where those next dollars are coming from. And we can continue to trick our way out and trick our way into something that we know ain't gonna happen. Because I've been here on this council for several years, and the same things we've already tried have not come through. It was about cannabis at one point. Well, that hasn't come through. Then it was about the Seneca and their monies. That hasn't come through as of yet, as far as I know. But again, we have to do better as a council. And I hope that at some point we'll find the aptitude for us to stand together. Because it seems as though that we are always divided for whatever reason. I don't know what the reason is, but I know that at the end of the day, when I look in the face of a resident whose rent is going up and don't know how they're going to pay it, you know, it's a sad situation to be in. That, again, the third poorest of our size, and this is just not pontificating, this is things that I've said over and over again. So for anybody to think that this is grandstanding, well, that's a lie from the pit of hell. I'm talking about the reality of what people are dealing with right now. And that is not a lie. So again, I'll be in a negative. I am the negative. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Item has passed, approved as amended with a 6-2 vote.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.